Before I begin, just join me in prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for giving me this community, this church, and everyone in it. Thank you for just giving us this place where we can worship you every Sunday. Lord, please give me the wisdom and let the Holy Spirit take over and just speak the words that need to be spoken today. In your name I pray. Amen.
September's been pretty rough, I feel like, for everyone. I have seen some things that I thought I'd never see. I've seen just so much undividedness. It's crazy. Just these past few months and these past few days, I've just been feeling something, just like a wake-up call. I didn't realize what I was living like until I realized what was happening all around me. Many of you may know me personally, that I've always struggled with trying to fill something. Fill something that's always been empty. Just fill some sort of empty void in my life. I never really knew what that was. But the more I kept on doing what I wanted to do, the more I just kept on getting in trouble. Nothing good came from it. I was just hurting. I hurt people that I loved, that I cared about, and I knew that that wasn't me. But these past few days, it made me realize that something has to change. Especially youngers in my generation. I've seen just awful things posted, and it's unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't even wrap my head around it. And it's crazy how just even saying one thing, you can really just, people will attack you for it. And it's scary. It's scary that we have to live like that nowadays. But the end times always used to scare me. What happens after I die? What happens, you know? Especially living that life, I really didn't know. But I always never thought of that. I always thought that I'd still wake up. I'd still see my mom the next day. But these past few days have really made me realize that it's not in my control at all. It can happen at any minute, any hour. And I've been realizing that in the book of, where is it? Sorry. I had it. In the book's Acts, chapter 9, verse 15, but the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings to the people of Israel. What that meant to me is that it's my job to go out and stand firm in my faith. I can proclaim it, but it's another thing to stand firm in it. And it does make me realize that it's sad that I have to ask myself, am I really willing to die for this? When that question comes, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was just checking up on me. She just knows sometimes. Some moms have this thing just to know how to text, apparently. She just sent me something, and I was like, she was like, just keep strong in your faith. And I just looked at that text for a little bit, and it made me realize that I didn't need to just, like, understand it all. I didn't need to know everything, because that's not what God wants. God wants us to be broken. God wants us to come when we want to come, when we can't handle it anymore. And that made me think of Matthew 17, verse 20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I like to think of the analogy as gardening. I haven't been planting my seeds. I'll be the first to admit. I've strayed away because I'm scared of the judgment that's going to come. You know, I'm scared of losing friends because they're my friends. But, you know, I have to realize that it's my job to be the one to talk about it. There was a video I saw on social media that was about a pastor saying, imagine it's judgment day and you see someone and they're asking you, why didn't you tell me about this? No one told me anything different. I didn't know. And when you get to go to the eternal city of heaven and they get to go to eternal damnation, when that sat with me, that personally, I couldn't sit with that anymore. I knew something had to change. So that's when I texted Mr. Kovac and I was like, I have to say something. Because it's my job. It's my job to actually reap what I sow and actually plant that seed around the world, especially in this generation. I'll be the first to admit this younger generation has gotten me so lost. I'm confused. And especially just social media, I had to step away from it because it put me in such a dark place because all we did was focus on just everything that was bad. That's all it did. Every day I'd see something new. Someone found dead, another shooting, another this, another that. People that are my age, younger than me. Going back to that, it really, you don't know when it's going to happen. So that's why I'm choosing to speak what I preach. I'm trying to, at least. And in order to do that, I had to alter my brain. I had to rethink of something. I had to think of it like spiritual warfare for me. Because I have to realize that, you know, it's very sad, but there are demons that are on the world, walking this world. You know, he prays like a lion. He's just waiting for it. And what that made me think of was a favorite verse of mine, Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about to truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer, supplication, and spirit, and watching thereunto the perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's sad, but like I have to think of this like it's actual war. I have to get up every day and I have to be willing to go fight for this because that's what is my job. I can't just say I'll do it when I'm 40. I'll do it when I'm 30. I'll do it next year. I'll do it this because I really don't know. And that used to scare me for sure. But now I've trying to do a bit more research and everything and trying to get more into the Bible. And one thing that I've found more is just more peace. Although, like, I dug into the Revelations because I was thinking about so much end, what happens after the ends. It's a scary book. It's a really scary book. But it's also the truth. And sometimes the truth is going to be hard. You know, when we come up here to preach, you know, it's not supposed to be, I mean, it is obviously supposed to be reassuring, but the reality of it is, you know, it is our job. But I'll be the first to admit I have not been doing a good job. So I'm trying to take it to myself to bring me more accountability, trying to get more into the church. Coming back here more, trying to find something else, digging in the Bible actually understanding it instead of just reading it. Because so many years just went by and it was like, yes, I'm a Christian because I just go to church every Sunday. My mom and dad are. I was just raised in the church, so yeah, I'm just Christian. But it takes that moment where you just have to just be like, I can't do it anymore. And I've had a few of those moments. But even after I had those moments, I went right back a few times. And I probably still will eventually, you know. That's why I wasn't chosen to live the perfect life. That's why Jesus did it. And it makes me, it's crazy to think that if you read, I mean, obviously we know the story. But he knew all this was going to happen. For the first time in human history, we've come into a love that is so, so undeserved. None of this is deserved at all. They knew what they were doing. He knew what he had to go through, and he still did it. The people that are, you know, doing these awful things, saying these awful things about God, and, you know, really just saying they hate him with their whole entire heart. It hurts me just to even hear it. But he still knew what he was doing. He was thinking of them too. But we as humans simply can't comprehend that such rebellious love. Why? I don't deserve it. That's for sure. I definitely don't deserve it. But all it takes is just a little bit just to plant that seed. And for me, it was my parents. My parents planted this seed. They fed it. And of course, I definitely died a few times and I went off track, but they kept planting it. Even when I just kept on trying to get it out, they kept planting it. So that made me realize that I was like, eventually I caught on, right? Eventually, I thought. But if I don't start planting it, how will it ever grow? And if they throw it away, then what? I just give up on them? If people just gave up on me after I messed up, I probably would be in a way worse situation than I am already. So if I get so many chances, why can't others? So I think that I want to go out and just plant these seeds. And that's what I encourage. It's just such a simple thing, but we seem to overcomplicate things as humans. We think that we need to know the whole entire Bible from the back of my hand, you know. I need to have every verse memorized. I don't. But I can sit down and tell you my experience and how it's affected me and how it's changed my life. But I can't answer all your questions. But that's what the cool part about the Bible and this journey is. It's your journey. And you find your own way around it. It took me so many years to finally realize that I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Just to have that humbling moment of just like, I give up. And to have those moments, it's definitely painful. Just being at that breaking point. I forget what verse it is, but I should have had that one down. Come to me, all who are weary. Just simple as that. We just need to go to him. When we're so tired, when we're at that breaking point, I try to fix it myself. And all I do is dig myself a deeper hole and break it a bit more. And then just that breaking point hurts a bit more. But I'm happy that I had that breaking point. Because it's the moment of realization that something had to change and I know what it is. That humbling moment of putting your ego aside and realizing I have no control. I don't like that. I like to be in control of things. I like to know what's happening. I like to have a game plan. Life sure does not follow a game plan. Not one bit. Especially recently, I've seen just so many people's lives change. I mean, especially even my own job. I've seen people just lose their job. And I had a friend just the other week. He lost his job and just kind of went crazy. Doesn't know what to do. He's lost and he just is, he's broken. He hasn't talked to anyone. And he's just gone completely silent. And it makes us nervous, but it also scares me a little bit. It's like, this is my first time. It's like, this is the seed I'm supposed to put. I'm supposed to reach out. I'm praying for you. I'm here for you to be an example of Christ, a follower of Christ. To show that you know, I can't fix your problems, but I will pray for you because these problems are way bigger than me. And trust me, if we try to fix this, it's not going to go well. There's been times where it's like, I don't think that my life can get any worse. Surprise, it can. But there's also been times where I didn't think I could get back to the top, get back to where I was, get back to doing what I was doing. But when I asked for strength from that wasn't just worldly strength, it was spiritual strength. And spiritual strength gave me something that was stronger than what I needed. It woke something up where it's like, it's time now. It's time now to be the one to stand out for me. It's time to be, you know, the living martyr, if that's what it needs to be. But we can proclaim it, but I ask myself, am I really willing to die for this? And for the first time, I can actually say yes. Because I know that even though that the end is definitely scary, the thought of heaven and being with my Father and everyone up there, it just seems so much cool. It seems so cool, doesn't it? So when we're focusing on all this bad and social media and you turn on the TV, this, that, another tragedy. It's scary for sure, but that's why we have to go out and just do this simple thing. Live as you preach. Live what you believe. I got to do better at it too. But it's just one of those little reminders that I need personally just to be like, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. How I'm living can be definitely different from what I was preaching. But now it's time to start living what I preach. After these past few days, I've just been in a state of more confusion, but also in a state of peace. Of really, you know, you hear all this time, everyone, you know, there was the rapture that was supposed to happen last week or something. It's crazy how one little rumor can make so many people believe just a rumor. So if a rumor's so easy to believe, why not just talk about the Bible? If you can believe a rumor, and if you don't believe in the Bible, you still believe in the rumor. So what I encourage everyone to do today is just keep it simple. Not to overcomplicate it, but just live how we preach. And I know that sometimes that's definitely going to be hard, and we're going to have those days where it's going to be where we mess up. But we have this beautiful thing called prayer where we can just have that one-on-one intimacy with our Lord. Such an easy thing that we so often overskip. Just a simple conversation. He'll listen. And he'll be there right by your side. I know I'm not going to keep it long, but I do want to close with this. Tomorrow's never promised, so put on the armor of God today. Because we really don't know. And it's our job to pack heaven. And it's all in our control. So today I encourage us all to, let's do something about it. Let's just keep it simple. I know I keep saying that, but it goes over our head. Just keep it simple. It's not that hard. But what do? We still like, it can't be that easy. It is that easy. just to ask God, ask him for the knowledge, because I definitely don't. I'm not the smartest one in the book, for sure. But I don't know what my plan is. But I got to be willing to put my ego aside and give it all up. Just to remain humble and remember that even when my life is going downhill, this is all part of a plan. It's not my plan, but it's a plan. I'd rather have some sort of plan than no plan. Because I had no plan. My plan was supposed to, I thought mom and dad were supposed to let me stay there forever, right? No. That's not how it works, actually. Learn that very fast. But that first little bit of humility and that humbling, that's what it takes. And then it takes for that spiritual humbling. So let's put on the armor of God today. Please pray with me.
Dear Lord, thank you so much just for giving me this opportunity to speak. And just this church, the small community, Lord, it's so beautiful because when one of us hurts, we all hurt. We are one body for you, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for this close family that you've given me. Even though my family may not be here, I still have my family with me. Lord, thank you for all these people and everyone listening and everyone just in this room, Lord. Help us to keep it simple and remind us just to not overcomplicate it. But let us always be ready to go to war for you, Lord, and put on that armor of God. In your name I pray. Amen.